Getting ready for Ian. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. As Tropical Storm Ian nears hurricane strength while it approaches the Florida coast, Floridians are already preparing for possible heavy winds, rain, and flooding. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor on Fox News Live says the best residents can do is be alert and responsive.
It's very rare that we call for an evacuation. So that's what we need, is all of our residents to stay tuned. And we are putting out information on an hourly basis.
That's just in case there are supplies they need or a shelter they need to get to. State and federal emergency declarations are already in place ahead of Ian.
Canada struggling to restore power in its Atlantic provinces after post-tropical cyclone Fiona causing massive destruction there Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power. With the midterms less than 2 months away, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows inflation to be a main issue among 76% of voters. This comes as President Biden is still struggling in his approval ratings. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
President Biden's approval ratings sinking to just 39%. His former press secretary, Jen Psaki, offered this candid assessment.
If the election is about who is the most extreme, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose.
Only 35% of registered Democrats want Biden to run again for president in 2024.
U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan launching drills with South Korean warships off the Korean Peninsula's east coast Monday, the day after North Korea test-fired a short-range ballistic missile. Partial results from Italy's early election give the lead to right-wing prime minister candidate Giorgia Meloni. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The highly anticipated Pennsylvania Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz is heating up. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Dr. Oz's communications director tells Fox News in a statement that Fetterman is, quote, putting convicted murderers back on our streets. Now, this has become a talking point because two men convicted of second-degree murder previously, but were then granted clemency and released last year, are now working on Fetterman's campaign. Fetterman also believes many second-degree murderers in the state should be released from prison. Dr. Oz supports the current law in Pennsylvania that requires life without parole for people convicted of second-degree murder. Oz also criticizes Fetterman for, quote, decriminalizing dangerous drugs like fentanyl. Oz is also getting support this weekend from the district attorney in York County. His name's Dave Sunday. He tweeted, quote, Pennsylvania needs a U.S. senator that supports police and prosecutors. Dr. Oz understands that if citizens are unsafe, nothing else matters. He has my full support.
With more people buying in bulk to combat inflation, major shipping companies like FedEx are preparing for a slowdown. Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth has the latest.
FedEx is pulling it back. Less deliveries, less stores, and less flights because the world is shipping less in order to spend less. The shipping giant announced during its Q1 earnings that profits fell 20% from a year earlier, and operating income at FedEx Express fell by 69% as more Americans opted for longer shipping times rather than paying the premium for speed. To make up for the losses, it plans to raise shipping rates by 6.9% in January. To put that in context, in 2022, FedEx lifted shipping rates by 5.9%. That was the first time in 8 years the increase had been above 4.9%.
Golfer Jordan Spieth leads Team USA to its 9th consecutive win at the President's Cup. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.